his friends. This year should be a special schus for my beloved friend, Rav Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who inspired and encouraged me to give these shiurim. We are now in the Sasemis Parshas Va'era. We're learning the piece Vidatem. Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha Mamotzi Eschem. You should know that you will know that I am Hashem, your God, who takes you out. The Sfasemis learns that this is a promise and good tidings. Something great is going to happen here. He's not just telling them information. Let's see what he says. This is a promise. You're going to know that God took you out of Egypt. And that is the reason for the galus. Every galus, every hester panim, every hiddenness that you have, the tachlis is that you should know that it's not your koch, it's not your otzim yad. Person has to know that mitzad atzmo, he's roy to be in galus, and he doesn't have koach with his maizim and his schuyas to be redeemed. And therefore, v'zeh tam kol ha'galus ki yeshadim shemitzidu me'ochonos b'galus, that's the reason. You should know that that's your matziv, that you're roy for galus. Kachanoi b'chol yishim Yisrael, and that should be the way it is with every Jewish person. Chayin shamadim yadoni avi ziknim avi rabbi, kimadim yodeya, if a person would really know that everything is from Hashem, then you know what would happen? None of the galus would be necessary. The reason Hashem hides himself is that we lose our gaiva, that we don't think that it's from us. So Hashem hides himself and then makes us humble. But if we realize, mamish, everything is from Hashem, then we wouldn't need any of this galus. Know that even when you're in a time of dveikus, you shouldn't forget that mitzad atzma you can sin. It's only that Hashem is helping you. That even when you're clinging to Hashem, you should know that kol yemei chayecha, all the days of chayecha, all the days that you're really alive, not just that the absence of death, but you're chayim, you're dovik b'Hashem. Even then, you should remember. You should remember that if not for Hashem, you'd still be stuck in Egypt. Chazal say, what is this pasuk coming to include? Chazal, the rabbis himos Mashiach. This is coming to include the times of Mashiach. That was even in the time of Mashiach. You should still remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, Shuei Satova. It's a good time, Mashiach. Shein Yitzhar Shol, Zno Yitzhara. Afal Pichay, nevertheless, Yitzkor Hetev, Kulur Racham Akvariyav Mitzrayim, if not for Hashem's Rachamim, you'd still be in Mitzrayim. Kwashikas Vila Hotzi, Chulei Anam Shuabadim, if God hadn't taken us out, we'd still be there. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to establish for the Jewish people at the time of Galus. All of this is that you should know Hashem took you out of Egypt. It says Vidatem, and you'll know that I'm Hashem who took you out of Egypt. You should know that this is the tachlis. The tachlis is not just information. You're going to know that God took you out. No, that's the tachlis of everything. That's the purpose is that you should know that God took you out of Egypt. That's what it says in Shabbos, which is a time of Menucha, and a person has to know that this is from Hashem. Why is Shabbos Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim? It's a day of rest. Know that your rest is from Hashem. That's what Tzias Mitzrayim teaches you.
Mikol
all Malchus Shemayim. Every day, we mention Yetzis Mitzrayim before Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. When do we do that? Maybe as Yashir. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we have Shema. So, whatever it is, you have to know that if not for Hashem's rachamim, we'd still be needed. By this is a mevar and zeb em ziyosim b'chol yom. If you're mevar this every day you leave, that's the word of saying it to Yisrael every day. Every day you have to leave Egypt. B'chol anachak l'kabel machal shemaim. Then you can say Shema. B'makal machal shemaim. B'rama hotzei sanu mitzrayim tzanu beis avodim. Nera perish hay beis v'rama shibin avodah kasha. B'kama shibin em tachas yad mitzrayim. So what's pshat? God took us out of Egypt. Ufti sanu mi beis avodim. What are those two lashonos? And he redeemed us from the house of servitude. Why do we need both? So he says, apparently what it means is there were two things. There was the shibud, and avodah kasha, hard work, and then there was also that we were under the in the hands of the Egyptians. Kasha b'zorah kodesh, kol zman, sheish l'adam ol acher, en yoch l'kal machal shemayim. If you have another yoke, you can't be mukal with the yoke of heaven. Shalakach avodim tur mikri mi kabal sa machal shemayim. That's why avodim are pater from Kabbalah Samachal Shemayim, because you have the yoke of somebody else. You can't be Makabal the yoke of Hashem. V'lchein achar Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makabal Mol Machal Shemayim. And therefore, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, you are Makabal Mol Machal Shemayim in Shema. Because once you leave, then you can be Makabal the yoke of Hashem. That's what it says, V'otzeisi. First I took you out of Egypt, and then V'acharkach V'lakachti. And then I took you from me. That's what it means. Number one, God took us out of Egypt. We weren't working for them anymore. There was no Sheba, there was no Avodah Kasha. And number two, now we're not Tachas Yad Mitzrayim. We're not Avodim anymore. Why not? What happens now that we're not Avodim? Now we can serve Hashem. Just not serving, just not being B'Sheba and Avodah Kasha is not enough. We also can't be Tachas Yad Mitzrayim. If we're Tachas Yad Mitzrayim, we can't serve Hashem. So if we need both, that you shouldn't be working hard for them and you shouldn't be under their rule. And then you can be Makabal Machos Shemayim. That's the yisod of Avodas Hashem. First, you have to remove yourself from everybody else's yoke. You don't work for anybody except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you work for somebody, but you're really only the servant of Hashem. Now we go to the shtickle, Chaval to Avdin. The pasuk v'lashamu al Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe. Rashi brings the Gemara. Amalak Hashem Baruch Hu Chaval Avdin v'lo mishtakchen. It's too bad that they were lost and not found. The Rekam Pam Neglesa Avdin to Yaakov v'kel Shakai v'lo Ra'al Midosai. V'lo Merli Mashimcha v'atamarta Mashimo Ma'omar Aleim. And they never said to me, what's his name? And you said, what's his name? If they ask me what his name is, what am I going to tell them? So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares Moshe disfavorably and with respect to the Avos. The Avos were better. They weren't Maharal Midosav. They didn't ask questions. Moshe Rabbeinu asked questions. How can that be? How can that be? The Avos are greater than Moshe? So in order to understand this, first we have to explain the union of Hashem's shame as shame. Is it tzura that a person understands Hashem? When he sees Anhag of Rachamim, he understands the shame of Rachamim. When he sees Anhag of Din, he understands the godliness with Din. The shamus of the Borei are explaining to a person how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world. The highest name is Shem Havaya. And this we can understand in two ways. Number one, this name expresses the highest Anhag that a person can possibly perceive. Supernatural and hagalamalam in his man, hayahova v'yeh. Was is and will be. That's Shem Havoyah. Yud Kevavke Hayov V'yeh. Was is and will be. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Ibn Ezra says, Shmos Gimel Tes Vav, they're placed in the Torah, that his name is not a description. It's a Shem Etzem. It's God's name itself. It's not a description of how he's behaving. So it's higher than all the other names that just describe his anhaga. It's HaKadosh Baruch himself, Kaviyachol. So to the others, HaKadosh Baruch is Megal himself, Bekel Shakai. About that, Chazal say, Yesh Dai Be'Leklosa B'Chol Brila U'Briya. That there's enough in his Elokus for all of creation. In other words, the Shem Kel Shakai is the Shem that gives life and Kiyum to Teva. Everything in the world gets its Chiyus from Elokus. It's Dai Be'Leklosa B'Chol Brila U'Briya. This is how you see the Metzius, that all the Metzius gets its Chiyus from Hashem. And that's Avraham Avinu. He walked around the world. He understood the Zmanig Labira. He understood the Boris Baruch gives Chiyus to every Nivra, every Nimtza. And even to Choshech Vahester, it's a Yad that's Manig, Moshe Rabbeinu. In contrast, he got the Shem Havaya, right? Hashem was Nigla to the Avos Bekel Shakai, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Shmi Havaya, Lo Nadati Lahem. Havaya, I didn't show them, I'm showing you Havaya. So that's the Nekuda Lokus itself. That's not just Kel Shakai is the Chiyus that's in nature. Shem Havaya is what creates that Chiyus. It's even higher. It's Me'ala Teva. So in the Ibn Ezra, it can even be a Shem Torah of Hashem, but it's certainly higher than the other Shem. It could be a Shem Etzem of Hashem. That's Hashem's real name, but it's certainly higher than the other Shemes. So the Avod of the Avos was to be Mavar the Teva, and show how everything in Teva is Elokus, godliness in everything. And that's what Gullus is, that parallel to the Avod of the Avos. When we go down to Gullus, that's to be Mavar the darkest places, that Hashem is there. And Hashem loves that avoda, that even in the dark places you find him. In a sense, greater than the avoda of Moshe, because that's being Dovik Bashem and the source. It's higher, but it's less beloved to Hashem. That's why Hashem says, Chaval Ad Avdin. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to this Shlichus was difficult. He didn't want to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a very high level. He was Dovik, the Altivi, he was supernatural. And therefore, it looked very hard to be Mizakich, the natural things, nature. So, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been asked to raise Jewish people to his madriga of being Al-Tivi, that he could have done easier. But the shlichus was to bring the light onto the Jewish people in the darkness of Mitzrayim. There are loki the tocha teva, that's not the madriga of Moshe, that's the madriga of the Avos. And that's what it means in the pasuk, Shemot Vav Tes, V'loshamo Moshe Mikotzer Ruach. So what's Ruach? It says at the beginning of the Bria, V'yipa Ba'ach Bav Nishmas Chaim. He blew into his nostrils a living life, a living soul. So what's the ruach? The ruach is in Hashem Tahara, the chelik alokai mimal, that's in a person. So we have to, everything has to follow our ruach, our neshama, and not to go after Yitzhar. Moshe Rabbeinu was nivdal, ish elokim. His godliness completely wiped out the geshem within him. The Hashem al Moshe mikotza ruach, because they were, they had a kotzer, a shortage of ruach, of spirit, of spirituality. They were missing out on that. They were in gullus. They were in this matzav of Hester, and they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe understood originally. He says, "V'hein lo yaminu lo yishmu b'koli." They're not going to listen to me, and therefore it was difficult for him, because he knew that in order to have a gula, you need to be magad, you need to strengthen the koach haruach. The Zohar Kodesh says, Galus Mitzrayim was Shechinta B'Galusa. The Dibur, Shechina, Malchus is Dibur. It was in Galus, because Dibur is Midlashon Dabar. Dabar in the Gemara is a leader. Dabar Chad Lador, Vein Shnei Dabarim Lador. Dibur is leadership. That's why when a person is a good speaker, he can also be a leader. That's the belief in the leadership of God, even in the Choshech. So that was lacking in the Mitzrayim. Dibur was begalus. So we said a lot outside. Let's see the lashon of Svasemis. Barashi chaval da'avdin afki kasu shemadrega Moshe Rabbeinu hayel amaliyos. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than the others, Baruch Hu loved the avod of the avos, that they're mefarsim the covet of Hashem, who's hiding in this world. Like for Avram, Avram called you Adam. Want to do for the sake of Avram? He called you Adam. He found your master and you're being master in this world. Like we said, there's enough of his godliness for all the Nevraim. That a spark of godliness, of life, of vitality from Kodesh Baruch Hu mechaya all the world. And even nature comes from this, from the chiyus, from the life, from the vitality of this nekuda pnimius that's above nature. That's the avos. The avos, the avod of the avos is to show this spark of godliness within this darkness, within the nature. Moshe Rabbeinu hayu davuk mashal lemalam etav. Moshe Rabbeinu was supernatural. V'hu shem havaya. He was on the madrig of shem havaya. She ain't sof l'gdulasa. There's no end to it. Aval b'chinas tukuda n'ali amshecha shtiyem uspekas litin chiyus l'chol davar davar k'fi mishpato. Chenei gres shakai. Hayin shem sheishtai v'klus l'chol bria. This hamshecha into the darkness of godliness, that's the name of Shakai. There's enough ve'alokusu l'chol bria. V'hu avodas avaseinu l'vara b'teva v'achoshech. And that's the avod of Aravas, to clarify, even in the nature, even in the darkness. Everything comes from the Nekuda Pnimius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything for his covet. And this was said to Moshe Rabbeinu now. This Chaval al Da'avdin. Ah, Chaval, we lost them. Because now, this is your avodah. You have to do what they're supposed to do. Which is, in Galus, they have to be Mevar, Elokus, even in the darkest places. This is so Lamaisa for us. We're in the Galus, we're in dark places. And we have to know that there's godliness everywhere. And even Toch Kol HaMitzarim, Mitzrayim, Zmelshin Mitzarim, the narrow places. Mitzrayim, Egypt, Mitzarim, narrow place, Vastaris, all the hiddennesses. Afilu Shebatah, Vastar, Betoch HaStar, Bevadei Gam Shem Nimtza Hashem Yisbarach, God's even in the HaStar, Shebesaych HaStar. Afapichen Yizgalei, the Avoid of Sadim, Shekol Nimshach HaMeni Yisbarach, and therefore, and nevertheless, he has to reveal through the Avoid of man, that everything comes from Hashem, everything is drawn from Hashem. The avod of Elvis was preparing the gula shall call galus for galus of every exile, because the exile is to find God in the darkness, and that's the avod of the Elvis. That's Moshe Kasha Shlichus Moshe Rabbeinu Kiel Malam Etev. Moshe Rabbeinu says, this isn't for me, this avodah. My avodah is above Teva. How can I go within the Teva? You see that, by the way, that even the Elvis, you see Moshe Rabbeinu also, they had to do an avodah against their Teva. Like, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu, his avodah, his Teva was, his mida was Chesed. And he had to do with the Akedah Tzitzchak. That was his command. It was against his midah. Yaakov's midah was Emes. He did Emes to Yaakov. And he had to, you know, mislead his father. So that was his avodah. And Yitzchak, he preferred Esav. Esav was his midah. But in the end, he had to give it over to Yaakov. Give the brachas to Yaakov. And Yaakov wasn't his midah. Esav was din, he was din that went awry. Anyway, you see by the avos that you have to go against your nature. There are also other rayas. And the idea of Yitzchak digging the same wells as his father, being mamshich the chesed of Avram, even though he's din. And yet Yitzchak means to laugh, which is chesed. You also see chesed, lasid lavo, it says in the Gemara, Yitzchak's gonna stand up for us, where the Avram Yaakov won't, even though Yitzchak is strict din. So it's mamish. You see that they have to go against their midas. Also here Moshe Rabbeinu's mida was above Teva, and Hashem says, no, do the avod of us go within Teva. And that's really our avod in life a lot of times, that we have our nature and we have our midas. And Hashem says to us, that's great, I love it, but sometimes I want you to do the opposite. So the shlichus was to be mamshich the light of Bnei Israel into galus, into the darkness. And what does it mean they didn't listen to Moshe Mikotzer Ruach? Because it says, V'yipach b'apa nishmas chayim shishpachosh yitzor ruach v'nisham mizbarach. Every Jewish person has this spirit, this soul from God. Every person has to go after this neshama, this ruach that's within them. Nishmas Hashem imal. And if there's a hafsaka, there's a stoppage of this chiyus, of this vitality, that a person does his gashmi is on natul chiyut, without, with an absence of vitality, of this deeper vitality, this strength, that's koitzer ruach. That's what they were lacking. They were lacking the neshama. of doing things with neshama. They weren't able to mivare that everything goes after their chiyus apnimius, their nishmas chayim, their ruach. How are they going to listen to me? First they have to be mevarer this emunah, lios nimshach har pnimius, to go after the pnimius. They're not doing it. It's not going to happen. And through this is going to have to be revealed the kedusha and to be mevatel all the hester until the gula shleima. They have to go after the pnimius. What does it mean dibur is begalus? Dibur is begalus. Dibur and haga, and haga v'Hashem. Gam kein aperish kanal ki baser maros never oil and pikid adoni avizikim barvra. We know that the world is created with 10 utterances. My grandfather Chiddushirim said, "Knasim aseres dibur from sol skolos from svarim v'aser makos." And then what happened? Through the aser makos, they became turned into the aseres dibur. Perish heferish ben amir le dibur who kanal. Theos nikar miskal chius apinim v'shem shum chius l'shum hove. Rakam meni is barach. V'dibur l'ashan and haga mashkasev zara kadosh avzibar tibam mahad kol dibrei tor. So what happens? What's Amira? Amira is that Hashem is speaking. That's the Asara Ma'amaris. What's Pshat in the Asara Ma'amaris? The Asara Ma'amaris is the Kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be Bor Yesh Me'ayim. What's Dibur? Dibur is seeing God, to seeing that God is leading us. So Pare said, to me is the river, and I made myself. He made himself a God. Tachas of the Aseres HaMakos is to show that you're not the God. God is God. That's what it means. V'dibarta, what does it mean? V'dibarta, you should speak in them. They should lead you. Wherever you're going. Again, the word dabar means a leader. It doesn't only mean speech. Interesting. Same word for speech and leader. Because, again, good speakers are usually get to the top. If you don't speak well, you're not going to be elected President of the United States. Yeah, so you have to be a good speaker. And because speakers on Haga, you lead people with your speech. You have to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us. That's the Dibur. That's the Aseres HaDibros. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads. Hashem's in the Bria. So we needed first the Aseres HaMamaris. That's the Kli that Hashem created the world with. Aseres HaMakos peeled away all of the layers of Gashmias. And then you get to the Aseres HaDibros that you see that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading you. And the Golos, you don't see the covet of Hashem. Paras is Liyar Rav Niyasi Sini. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. B'nei Yisrael O Shem Uelai. B'nai Yisrael aren't listening to me. V'echish meni paro. How's Paro going to listen to me? The Jewish people are kotzer ruach. Paro certainly kotzer ruach. Paro certainly doesn't see God in the Bria. Everybody asks, what's the Kal V'chomer? The Jewish people were kotzer ruach. Paro wasn't. No, according to the Tzatzim, he's saying Paro was also kotzer ruach. He didn't have this ruach. He wasn't looking at the, he didn't see the chiyus apnimis. So if B'nai Yisrael is not listening to me, how's Paro going to listen to me? All right, so I spoke quickly, but this is mamish, $1 million mimer here. This is so beautiful. This is our avoda. Our avoda is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the gulls, even in the darkness. So we have a lot more to do. This is just Tav Resh Lamed Beis, Tav Resh Lamed Aleph. We have so much more. I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach, nemoch, and simchas chayim. V'zocha, mitzashem, lumot, olam, elishma, lasa, l'chaim, is kol divrei salam, to us, to be a hava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest, and hospitality.